And what's good, ladies and gentlemen? You know what day it is. You know what time it is. It's time for another edition, rendition, rendition, edition of the one and only D1 Ignite University podcast. It is your boy, your host with the most eating toast, seeing ghosts. I ain't scared of no Casper. We got beef right now, actually. Jay Brown coming to you semi-live from another undisclosed location that may or may not be my house. We're not here to talk about that. We have two guests here tonight. One of them, you know, he's my co-host. He's here. He's light-skinned, and Scully season is officially over beneath the Mason-Dixon line. Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Scully, Devin Ashby, what's good?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Scully season is over below the Mason-Dixon, and it looked like it's finally over above it. It's been beautiful this week. Still not quite all the way there yet, but we're getting there. But, yeah, it's what it is. It's lit. It's live. We out here. Shout out to the girls.
To the girls, we're going to get to them in a second. But to introduce this man, he's on the show for the third time. I told him I'd bring him back. I didn't think he believed me. Well, that's too damn bad. This man is known for pushing the Coke, and I ain't talking about the Tony Montana white stuff. We don't fuck with Pepsi around here. It's only the red can. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him as Desmond Smith. What's up?
Man, I'm just locked in on this game right now. I hope my Lakers pull it out. But yeah, I'm going to try to focus. Try to focus here. We here tonight.
That's a tall task, my brother. We know. But hey, Anthony Davis played 67 games this year.
Man, I couldn't believe it when they said the stat. Like, I felt like he was out a little bit more. But hey, man, congrats to that man. I don't know if he'll keep it up.
Yeah, I'm happy for Anthony Davis. We can now pass the street clothes moniker over to Joel Embiid. He will faithfully take on the challenge.
I mean, a lot of those games AD played in and got hurt and didn't play the rest of the game. But, hey, if you play, it counts.
Yeah, he played most of them. It's like he would get hurt, like, late.
Well, you know, we gonna let it ride. I'm not an AD hater. I don't like his game all the time. But, hey, I don't dislike the man. But we're not here to talk about men right now. One of Captain Scully's favorite subjects and one of the subjects that we talk about on this show, because we support women's sports. We support sports in general. If you got two squirrels that will scrap in the backyard, we'll support that. The draft was, as of this recording, 24 hours ago. Caitlin Clark, unsurprisingly to anybody, went number one overall to the Indiana Fever. Captain Scully, take it away, because you have some thoughts on the draft as a whole, on the WNBA as a whole, and I got some talks about why I don't like this damn league and the bullshit they put their players through.
Right. Which I'm going to get into that. But mainly, I'm going to say shout out to the women's side of things this year. You and I have talked about this before, obviously, and we don't say this as pandering. We're not pandering when we say this, because we were saying it before it was cool. The women's game has been way more entertaining, collegiately at least, than the men's game. And now most of them stars, the class of 2020 in particular, are all draft eligible now. And majority of them, with the exception of one person, Paige Beckers, who stayed behind for one more year. But the rest of them have come out. They've all declared for the draft this year. And then last night, at the time of this recording, they've all been drafted. And it was beautiful to see, because these are some people we've been following for years, which is all we ask, you know, to follow these people, entertaining stories, great personalities, great competitors more than anything. These girls can play. And I will say that this class has a chance, I think, to be very similar to what the 1984 draft class was for the NBA. I feel like this class, the 2024 WNBA class, has a chance to do that for the women's league, because you look at the star power just with the top five. Look at Caitlin Clark. Look at Angel Reese. Caitlin Clark, you see her face everywhere. She is Saturday Night Live before the draft. She in commercials during the tournament. She's shooting from the logo. She's getting covered nonstop all over the place. She has all these Instagram and IG followers, whatever. Her thing. Angel Reese the same way. She does everything. Everything she does calculated. She's out here declaring for the draft in Vogue magazine. She's wearing Vogue fashion design dresses at the draft. You know, she's got her followers and stuff. And she was part of a team where one of her teammates was a part-time rapper with Cash Money Records. Like, this is This is stuff we haven't seen before, and that's just the ones that are coming out now. Then you got Cameron Brink, fine as hell. I don't play in the snow, but she fine as hell. And yeah, so this class is different, and we've seen the draft numbers are record setting in terms of viewership just for the draft. They surpassed the men with the women's tournament, and now we're getting ready to turn our eyes to the W, which was just coming off of one of its best seasons ever. The commissioner getting bold, talking about the prices going up. We're gonna have to renegotiate some rights. Like it's coming. The moment in the sun is coming for the W. And by the way, they didn't have to lower any rims when they did this. So I'm gonna just say shout out to the women. And by the way, one more thing before I give it to y'all. If it's nothing else, I'm gonna say we don't know what this class is gonna be on the court yet. But if it's one thing I can say, this by far is the finest class that they'd have never had. These girls fine as hell. Cameron Brink, good. Angel Reese, we already know what it is. Nika Mule, that girl from UConn, I wasn't familiar with her game. I was not familiar with her game until last night. These women, this is the finest class of WNBA girls I haven't seen in a long time, and they can play. So shout out to them all around. All right, I'm done.
Jasmine, would you like to say a few words to the ladies?
Yeah, a few words to the ladies for me. I'm gonna just say this right quick. Candace Parker always been like the candy of my eye. Man, when she did the ESPN, the Body magazine, like I think that was like 07, 06. Man, I'm telling you, like that was it for me. But no, but for real, for real, for real. Yeah, man, I just want to say for me personally, I didn't watch the draft last night, but I did like look at the timeline and I was going through it. And the coolest thing to me was like you got to see everybody's different personality. And I think that is at the end of the day what is going to grow the sport, right? Like the NBA had Larry Bird and Magic Johnson to grow the sport in the 80s, right? They marketed them well. And obviously MJ came through and put it through the roof. I think that is what this class of ladies is going to do, just to piggyback off of what Devin said. Like, yeah, this could be their class of 84. So I'm just excited to see, what they bring to the game. I'm excited to, be a new fan of the WNBA. I've been to a couple of Wings games before. I actually have a signed shoe with Skylar Diggins, like when she played for the Wings. I have that shoe still. And so, yeah, I'm just excited to see the sport grow. And yeah, man, it's gonna be fun.
So, for those of y'all out here, we keep mentioning the 1984 NBA draft class. For those of you who don't know what that means, Hakeem Olajuwon, Michael Jordan, Charles Barkley,
Patrick Ewing.
John Stockton. Just, it is arguably the greatest draft class of all time. You can argue between that, 96, and 2003. There's no wrong answer. I will personally still say 96, but hey, that's just depends on what you like.
Well, no, when I'm saying 1984, I'm not talking about I'm not even talking about on the court. I'm talking about branding and marketability. What Michael Jordan, especially Michael Jordan alone, what Michael Jordan did for the league, and it kind of started with Bird and Magic. They started it, but like Michael Jordan damn sure finished it. And that's what I feel like this class can do in terms of the market. But their stars are incredibly marketable already because they're coming in the era of NIL and all that stuff that a lot of the previous classes didn't have. So that's where I think they would compare to 1984. I don't know about on the court yet because we still got to see because
I mean,
W's tough, but yeah.
we didn't know on the court when they were drafted, but
Yeah, that's true.
besides John
Yeah.
Stockton, everybody I said was marketable as hell. And really,
Exactly.
John Stockton wasn't marketable mainly because he was in Utah.
I don't
And
know
for
another
other reasons later.
collegiate female athlete that was on a State Farm commercial. Like while in college, bro. Like
Did anyone else notice after Caitlin Clark got off stage? Who she hugged, she high-fived a bunch of kids, cool, she shook a hand, and she went to go hug Jake from State Farm.
I didn't see that.
I
And
did.
that's what I'm saying. I'm like, her and Angel alone are like the most recognizable athletes in America right now, which is insane.
Her and Angel are rivaling, if not surpass, Odell after the catch.
Right.
I think Odell after the catch was the most single marketable, like short-term moment in sports history.
Or like Zion at Duke, but he came before NIL. Can you imagine Zion in the NIL era? What he would have done at Duke? Can you imagine Johnny Football? What he would have done in NIL? That's where they are.
I mean, Johnny Football basically lived NIL, but y'all said all the great positive things about the WNBA and this draft class, and I can't agree with it more because hey, ball is ball. I said a million times, I like basketball. I don't care who's playing it. I go watch high school games. I go watch my middle school, not every middle school because that is creepy. I draw the line somewhere, but
Right.
my middle school because my coach is still there and we still cool. Now the WNBA. We got to do something, man. We got to do something for these ladies because there's no reason first round draft picks should not make the team. We got to either expand the roster to 15, add one or two more teams, get some old private investors. The women's game has never been more marketable. We got to sell that to somebody, venture capitalist, somebody with some money. Because they're
Also,
what's up?
I'm gonna be petty real quick. Can we change the ball? It really bothers me watching the balls they play with. Like it feels very like blown up with airish. It doesn't feel. It feels very Harlem Globetrotterish watching the balls they play with. Like you know what that ball is, the stripes on it and stuff. It just feels weird. Like can we play with the balls they play with in college?
I like the
I
touch
was
of
gonna say I like the
football
ball.
because it's more noticeable, but like college football plays with a different ball than the NFL. Like it has white
Oh, wait,
stripes.
yeah, that's true. That's true.
And
Maybe not the exact same ball in college, but I'm like, I just.
I get what you mean. And the
It feels
difference,
very clownish.
it could be a little more subtle.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have to be red, white, and blue, and like obviously so different. But I like the touch of it. I like it's a different game. Their play style is different. They way more physical than the NBA, especially right now.
Right. Yeah.
So
They still haven't evolved yet in terms of like the spacing of the floor, like in the NBA. Like,
well, Caitlin Clark gonna let that bitch fly from the State Farm Event Center in the parking lot. So.
she is, but she's just one person though, so it's different.
Hey, Steph Curry was only one person too.
They got Aaliyah Boston too. They had the first round or first draft pick 2 years in a row. So I
Yeah,
mean,
they've
they're
been
gonna be
stacking
cold.
picks for a couple of years.
Yeah, they're gonna be cold.
So, WNBA, come on, get on it. I don't know who we need to talk to, who we need to bribe, who we got to make a shady deal with. We need one or two more teams, and we need these rosters expanded to 15. The girls deserve a right to play in their own country. And if you ignore anything I say to avoid the Brittany Griner situation again, because
Yeah.
it's different if regular Joe Schmo has to get a second job in the WNBA, which is still bullshit, but I can at least live with that. But a star like Brittany Griner should not have to go across the ocean to make enough money.
Breonna Stewart is a three-time MVP and a two-time champion, and the maximum amount of money she's making right now is still six figures, but $200,000 for a professional athlete just feels a little.
And she's at the top of the game.
Yeah,
Like
her and Asia
Caitlin
Wilson are
Clark
probably the top two players right now.
is getting paid like an experienced manager at AT&T. Like
Ah, dead ass.
60K.
Me and Caitlin,
Well,
I'm
let's
just
not
kidding.
act like these
I'm a.
advertisers thing. Come on, they throwing her some bread, bro.
I mean,
But
yes, but that's secondary money. That's
it's
technically.
supplement. Yeah, it's supplement.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like Caitlin and this class coming in at least got money before they got there. Them previous classes that came in had to start from the bottom.
They was making money like
Got
me.
out the mud for
Making
real.
money like we. Yeah, Caitlin and Angel came in with like $4 million under their belt already.
Yeah, so it's not really for them. Like, yes, the stars deserve to get paid, but this is for like last girl on the bench, middle role player. Like, there shouldn't be no point where the vet minimum in WNBA is not six figures. It should be 100K for the vet minimum.
I
Which
can
I
hear the
think it is
doc.
now.
I can hear
What?
the documentaries now in like 20 years, where this is like the first class to have money, and the classes before them are all judging them, just like the old dudes do to the new
All
NBA
day.
players now. I can hear it, bro. I can
You
hear
saw
it.
the tweets where somebody was like, bro, imagine when the girls are making 100 million and they out here tricking dudes out and flying out. Niggas
Hey,
was
I'm
killing
trying to
that.
get food out.
Pick
But
me. I will be a pick me ass nigga.
wait.
Right. Kalani Brown, come see me, please. Please talk to me, Kalani Brown.
If they tell me I'm
I'm gonna
one.
climb that tree.
Hey, y'all know I've been on Liz Cambage thing for a minute. All
She
that
ain't
gotta
even
happen.
new to people.
I don't care.
Right.
All she gotta do is say, be there at 8, wear something slutty, and I'm there.
But
Hey.
I will say the other thing too with the WNBA, to your point, Jamal, and this is where I bring the NBA comparisons up again. It's a young league. Like, people don't remember when Magic and Larry first got to the NBA, like, niggas wasn't flying private. You know, they wasn't making money like that. That's why they hating now. That's why niggas like Kareem hate on LeBron James as much as they do. Like, he hates that nigga, bro. Can't stand him. Can't stand his ass. Like that, and this is why. Because they wasn't making money like that. This is what the W is now. The W, we're all older than the WNBA by like a couple of years. You
I
know,
believe.
so this is a young league. They're still trying to get their foot under them. And so it's going to take some time. I don't know if they're going to be making $100 million contracts, but you know, they're getting there.
Kareem was balling when niggas was still smoking Newports indoors in
Right.
arenas.
No, in the locker room. What you mean in the
This man, Bill Russell and Wilt Chamberlain, were taking buses up to the cities they were drop playing. That's probably how Will slept with all them women. Wilt Chamberlain.
Imagine being a 7 foot tall nigga on a regular Greyhound bus.
Oh my God.
Gotta be like them cartoons when you're like your legs are just sitting on top of the chair.
Like, yeah, I'm just here. Just here for the vibes.
And you were black too, so they already didn't like you. Oh, go,
He's already in
go
the back of the bus.
home. Back of the bus, nigga, I can't fit. He the only one that had an exception.
The bus. I am the back of the bus.
Shit.
Nigga, if I sit in the back of the bus, we're gonna tip this whole thing over.
Oh,
All right.
but anyway, we gave a whole section, the first segment to the ladies because y'all deserve it. Hoping for a great WNBA season. Hey, Wings, let's
It's
finish
the
this
first.
because I'm
It's
trying to
the
go
first.
back to a championship game. I'm trying to go back to the playoffs, man.
It's the first year I'm actually gonna sit down and watch for real. Chicago
Real.
Sky, let me know when
Oh, yeah.
y'all come to town.
I'm
For
gonna see
sure.
y'all at the College Park Arena. But moving on to the men's side, the NBA playoffs are officially starting tonight. Desmond, yo Lakers are in a dogfight with Zion and the Pelicans right now.
Yeah. I don't know what's happened. I just saw alley-oop by Zion. This is not going well. We just blew an 18-point lead. I'm gonna blame Darvin Ham after this season. This should be it for him. All he do is just put his hands in his pockets on the sideline and just look. What are you doing? Like, he's waiting on an answer from somebody else. Like,
The
keep looking at
pocket.
so who. So whose fault is this? Nigga, it's your fault.
Like,
Dog,
bro.
Darvin, the funniest nigga alive, bro. This nigga just be standing on the sideline, no emotion, just hands in the pockets. Wow, damn, we blew 18 points. Well, you know, in this league, you know, you really got to fight. We just didn't fight. You know, they played their behinds off, but you know, in this league, you can't give up an 18-point lead. You know, in this league, you know, because in this league, because in this league, so you know, in this league, it's like, bro.
I
Talking
hate
about
this nigga, man.
it.
And I hate that mole on that nigga head, bro. I hate this nigga, man. I do.
Because you
But
know, in this league, you know, moles in
I
our head in this league, so. It's
hate
like
the mole on that nigga's head.
that is diabolical, man.
That is the
Oh
blackest thing I've heard in the last 24 hours.
man.
I'm not gonna lie. I be praying on the Lakers' downfall.
I
Just
know
like,
you do.
y'all are a fan base I can't get behind. I just
I can't get
don't
behind a
like
Lakers
it.
fan base either.
I just don't
The
like the
thing
fan base. I don't like people who follow players. Like, I never, Lakers have, the Lakers have always had fans. So it's not like Golden State. I can legit say, if you not from the Bay, you not no Golden State fan. You just hopped on the bandwagon. The Lakers have always had fans, but it's just, Y'all deserve 30 years of mediocrity.
No, we're not the Cowboys. No, no, we'll never do that.
They had 15. They had like 15. I
Look.
mean, but from in between Kobe's last championship to now, that's about 15.
Yeah, those were dark days, man. Those were dark days.
But you have a chip in the last decade, so no.
Two
No.
of them, actually. They got two of them because the little Mickey Mouse ring. But
Oh, you one of those. You
no,
one
no, no.
of those.
Actually, no. I think they won that fair and square. I just say that for fun. I just be making fun of them.
I'm not gonna lie.
But
I was like, the bubble has an asterisk by it, da 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 da. Until my Heat got to the finals, I was like, yeah, this shit count. This count. I was
Jimmy
like,
Butler and his lack of a haircut. That man went there with the struggle cut, bro. That was they earned that shit. They earned that shit.
we was just too small, and we still too small because Spo don't fucking listen to me, and I'm just gonna have to put my hands on him.
Let me
But
transfer that energy over to you. Yeah, let's talk about your Heat, brother. Come
right.
on. The
Hey, while
difference.
we're talking about bandwagons, I'm gonna just let y'all know I'm a proud bandwagon because I'm gonna tell you if Giannis leaves the Bucks, I'm leaving the Bucks. So I just want y'all wherever Giannis goes, I go. So
Hey, look, the Heat are doing Heat things. That's why I'm pissed off, but I'm not worried because it ain't like I ain't been here before. We get on the NBA for not taking the regular season serious. And the Miami Heat are like 70% to blame for that.
and the Lakers.
Like, easy 70% I can throw on
Jimmy
my Miami Heat because we really don't be giving a fuck about the regular season.
Butler be going on these wild crusade escapade things on the side, riding horses and making country albums and starring in NSYNC videos. And as soon as April come around, he turned into Prime Madden. And it's like, I don't understand how this nigga does this every year. He keeps
Bro,
getting away with this.
I
I
always
don't
feel
get it.
like I be doing side missions and side quests in life. No, Jimmy just be doing shit to do shit.
You ain't lying.
It be like, Jimmy, you like country music? You're like, bro, I'm from Texas. Yeah, there's a part of every Texan that enjoys some amount of country music.
I want to be with you. Like, yeah, no, he was in that commercial.
He don't. I don't know. Jimmy just do Jimmy shit. Spo be pissing me off, but I know at the end of the day, you have to beat the Miami Heat come playoff times because they will not beat themselves.
I'm gonna tell you, Eric Spoelstra gotta be the greatest coach in the world because this man be fooling people into, oh, how was he not voted coach of the year? Because they were an AC, John. That's how. And this man, you have to know a coach as good as him because to understand the strategicness, it's a perfect example of how good of a decision maker and strategic genius that Spo is. He was negotiating a divorce with his ex-wife. And kept it under wraps that he was getting an extension until after the proceedings were final. And then he came out and said, you know what? We've agreed to a new extension and we're getting money. So she doesn't get any of that. She gets whatever they negotiated, they negotiate. She doesn't get none of the new money. See, that is strategic brilliance right there. Shout out to Eric Spoelstra.
And that
That's my coach.
is Pat Riley. That's the godfather Pat Riley right there. Like, the difference between the Heat and a lot of organizations is, yes, we have a top-notch coach, but we also have top-notch management. And that's the big difference because a great coach with shitty management means nothing. And if you have a shitty coach with shitty management, well, then you're just the LA Chargers. But that's a different sport. So, Miami, I'm not worried. I just know, give me Boston. I want Boston. They soft.
Really?
Tatum has shown me nothing that he can handle big moments.
It just seems like in the past 4 or 5 years, they either in the Eastern Conference Finals or the Finals. It's not
Yeah.
like they get beat first round, second round.
Yeah, and you know how many times they've beaten the Heat in the last 3 or 4 years?
Work.
They 1-2. We 2-1. I'm not afraid of them. Our squad is basically the same. With adding the phenom rookie Jaime Jaquez, and I wish Terry Rozier would fucking play basketball. But hey, maybe Tyler Hero will play basketball this playoffs. He's had a good season. He's been balling since he got back from being hurt. I, as a Heat fan, am not worried until it comes to, are we better than the Bucks with Giannis? If Giannis doesn't play, I'm not worried about the Bucks. Are the Celtics a threat? Obviously, I'm not putting them down. I just don't believe in Jason Tatum, and he hasn't proven me otherwise of why I should be afraid of him.
They got some additions this year, though. Boston, if they lose the title this year, or if they don't win the title this year, rather.
It's time to blow up. I don't know.
Like, I don't know what else you can do, because you added everything. You've given them, you got Drew Holiday, the biggest heist in the history of the NBA's Eastern Conference. You know, you got Kristaps Porzingis, you got, you know, Derek White's having a borderline all-star season. What else?
Jaylen Brown is playing a good sidekick number two role, which is what he is. He's a damn good player, but he just can't be your best player. And that's nothing against Jaylen Brown. You just are what you are at this point in your career. And it's funny, we talked about the Lakers and the Heat. Whoever else comes out of the East, out of the play-in tournament, does not matter. We all know it doesn't. I think it's the Hawks and
Sixers.
The Sixers, no.
I've never trusted the Sixers. I don't know why everybody's like, oh, nobody wants to see them. Why? The hell we got to be scared of?
And didn't Embiid get hurt again?
No, he's coming back from being hurt. They just won't play him on back-to-backs. But are we really scared of Joel Embiid and his 1.5 knee?
He could keep over at any time? Not.
As if we were just ignoring the last 7 or 8 years of playoff failures. Like, James Harden was only there last year. We're not that last year, the James Harden excuse was just for last year. What happened the previous 7 when he was with Ben Simmons and when he had Jimmy Butler? You know? And then on the flip side, with the Western Conference, I'm tired of all this LeBron talk, because I'm just like, everybody's talking about, oh, maybe they should lose on purpose so that they can avoid playing the Nuggets. Oh, we would rather – really? Y'all just going to keep disrespecting the Thunder like this, like they're not the number one seed, bro. You don't accidentally go from being one of the worst teams in the league to the number one seed the very next year. Like, you don't – be careful what you wish for.
You don't. But we just, as a basketball whole, we all kind of agree the Thunder are just too young. They just don't have
– they're too young, but
– I don't know about that.
I do.
Yeah, no, they're the youngest team in the league. I get that. But they're the number one seed. Like, I ain't never in my life said, you know what? You know what? I would rather get the $1 million instead of the 10,000, because I'd rather go $1 million in debt than 10,000, because, you know, the million is young money. You know, that's new money. You know, I just won the lottery, so I could pay that money. Bad example, but you know what I'm saying. The point is,
yes,
them niggas good.
But we've learned playoff time, experience matters.
It does.
Experience matters. They're a good team, but to be honest, they're not. No. I don't think any team is better than the Nuggets. The T-Wolves can definitely go toe-to-toe with them. And right. As much
only
as
with Cat. They can't do it without Cat.
Well, he's back. He's back now.
I don't like Cat. No way. I think Cat holds
everything. He's going to be traded next year anyway. He ain't going to be there next year.
Bitch. But anyway.
That bitch be getting 20 and 10.
Yes, and he's could be doing so much better. His career is honestly a disappointment.
That is just true.
Because we see what Cat could be, and then we see what he is, and that is disappointing. It's like
he is that what we think he could be. He swear he's that already. He be talking about, oh, I changed the game. I changed the game, nigga. How did you change the game? What did you change, nigga? What did you change?
What? His career is a disappointment, just like PG and Kawhi's stint in LA. Like, we get it. You're both amazing, great, all-time great players. But you've fallen short. Every second you've been in LA, you've fallen short.
Look, just disappointment. It's like Josh Giddey's choice of women. Just disappointment.
I need more James Harden slander. He's flown under the radar for the past couple of years because he's kind of been a secondary piece to, you know, when he was in Philly or now with the Clippers. But there needs to be more James Harden slander because I remember for years people was talking about, is it Harden or Kobe? Is it Harden or Wade? I was like, you niggas are geeked if you ever think James Harden is better than either of those names. So now that he has no excuse to me. The Clippers have no excuse. They
Oh,
should
I've
at
been
least go to
slandering
the
James
Western
Harden
Conference Finals.
nonstop. I haven't stopped slandering him. I've slandered him from the moment that he got to Brooklyn, from the moment he left Brooklyn to go to whatever the hell team he to the Sixers. I slandered him all last year. I slandered him all this year. But then I was quiet for a minute because, you know, he was quiet. So then I was just quiet. I stepped back for a minute. But you know, it's gonna come back. As soon as they fall apart against the Mavericks, it's gonna come back.
Look, if you get anything from this segment, ladies and gentlemen, it is James Harden deserves more slander. And I could not agree more. And that's how we're ending it. James Harden slander, you ain't Wade. Stop that. So, as the world knows, the big three has been beefing. Whole cow, really. If you don't know what I'm talking about the big three, I ain't talking about Percy Jackson. That shout out to all my reading nerds out there. I'm talking Kendrick, Drake, J. Cole.
Well,
Kendrick
J.
took
Cole really wasn't really.
we getting there. We getting there. We Kendrick took some shots on a feature with Metro Boomin. And yeah, the world was like, yeah, this is what rap needs. The blog era was coming to save hip hop. And then J. Cole responded on his mixtape, Might Delete Later. And it was meh. It was okay. It's like Cole has the ability to rap. So most things he puts out will not sound bad, but it didn't hit as aggressively as we wanted it to. And basically, we all told Drake, sit there and look pretty because we saw what you did the last beef you was in. Shut up. And then J. Cole, he apologized at Dreamville Fest. I was there. I saw it live, and I've never been more disappointed in Jermaine. I feel like Jermaine made a decision that J. Cole should have made. And Jermaine, you made the wrong decision. As an adult, as a man, I get it. You probably did the right thing as an adult. But damn it, rapping ain't about being an adult. Rapping is a competitive sport. And like I've said before, this ain't Biggie and Tupac. This ain't Nas and Jay. This beef, quote unquote, this was friendly competition. This was your homie says, hey, I'm a better hooper than you. Hell no, you ain't no better than a hooper than me. Check up. And then y'all play each other hard. That's really what this was. And then Cole just took his ball and went home. And Drake decided he was gonna get off the bench and say something. Desmond, you're the biggest Drake person here, so I would let you take the floor on this.
I've been a Drake fan. I can call myself a fan. I've never been to a show or nothing, but yeah, I keep up with his music. So I heard the diss a couple of days ago, the push-ups. At first, I didn't know if it was AI or not, because I was like, you know, some of these AI tracks are getting really good. So I didn't know, you know, but once I got some more information on the internet that confirmed it, I took it at face value at that point. And I mean, it's decent. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, I mean, Drake is good at what he does. He knows how to make a hit, obviously. But I feel like when you're going against a man like that, like Kendrick, it's a little different. You can't what because we don't know anything about Kendrick. I mean, you have to like dig for information to
So,
know things about him. With Drake, bruh, your life is literally on the ground 24/7. So I just feel like in a rap beef with that man, who is a top-tier lyricist, Lupe Fiasco. Yeah, just think it's a bad idea.
I don't know what's going on here. And then Drake's fan base, you know, I refer to them as Aubrey's Angels because I can't stand them fuckers. I've really seen tweets talking about y'all know Drake's reputation in diss tracks. No, we don't. Shut up. He's not good at them. He's
I won't say that he's not good at them, but
He did back to back and has been living off of that.
He bodied Meek Mill, but okay, Meek didn't exactly come that hard at him. It was
He was coming hard at Diddy.
it just okay. And then you, when you ran up
Yeah.
against somebody who you're not a better bar for bar rapper than, that's when we had an issue. Drake is probably a better bar for bar rapper than Meek Mill. That's not a disrespect to Meek, but Drake can actually rap when he feels like it. But then Pusha came into the picture. It's like, no, that's not somebody you play with bar for bar on a track like that. And now I'm kind of interested to see, because Kendrick didn't really respond to Cole either time. Will he respond to Drake? And Drake did tell Metro Boomin to shut his short ass up and hit a drum. That was hilarious.
Yeah,
That.
the diss track is funny. It's funny.
I will say I have never in my life cared less about a rap beef. Like I just I've never been so disinterested in any of this shit. Like I got friends that are just keeping up with it, talking about it, and I just haven't cared at all. Like no interest at all. This shit is garbage. I'm like, bro, we out here talking about niggas got nose jobs and geez, I'm like, what happened to the game I love? I've never cared less. It's just whack. Everybody's whack. They're all whack. Ain't nobody hopping in the booth. Social media messing all this shit up. Before the days of social media, niggas just hopping in the booth. Everybody just jumping on Instagram, trying to out goofball the other person to all their followers. And just like Drake talk like a person that is AI. Like you just look at his text messages and the way he be talking. I'm like, does he talk like that in real life? Like he just sound like a robot. Yeah.
100% just that.
I call a nigga racist for saying you got a nose job. What are we talking about?
I do feel like Drake's bars were kind of like a housewife. Yeah, this is like real house husbands of hip hop. That's what this is,
Right.
right?
The Aubrey sexuals are having a ball.
It is. Where is this gonna go? Because
Nowhere.
like.
It's social media. It's not doing anything. They just digging up old stuff. Like social media is doing all the dirty work for them. It's like
I mean, yes, but I can say at least the beef is between one, people that we know. Two, odds are it's not going to get violent. There's not going to be like shot, literal shots fired,
yeah.
hopefully. And three, it's against rappers who can actually rap. It's not one of these lils that I see on TikTok who all share the same flow and use like the same 8 beats. But this is what hip hop needs. Every sport, every competition needs rivalries. The Lakers need the Celtics, like Magic needed Bird. The Red Sox need the Yankees. Texas needs OU. Rivalries are what make this thing go. And you know what? I'm tired of everybody being buddy-buddy. It's okay to not like people. DMX don't like Drake, and he said it straight up back in the day. There, the whole East Coast, West Coast, we can bring that back as long as it don't get violent. But you
Yeah,
know,
well,
actually, no,
yeah, let's not do that. No. We don't need that. No.
we don't. Niggas are dumber now than they were.
Yeah, we've had
Not to mention,
enough.
I feel like LA hasn't quite been as relevant in recent years in the rap world now. Like, it just feels like this power balance has shifted to like the South, and it just wouldn't be the same dynamics. Like we can't really have an East Coast, West Coast anymore because like all the best rappers are from like the southern states now. Like when Andre 3000 said the South got something to say, he meant it. It's like they're all from Canada and the South. So it's like
Multi to the sundial, you know what it is. But
yeah.
Des, you brought up something with my favorite rapper today, and I want you to elaborate on it for the people.
So I guess Lupe Fiasco got on Spaces or one of those sites, and people were asking him, about his thoughts about Kendrick Lamar, his apology he did back like in 2000. I want to say, I guess that was like 15 or 16. Whenever Kendrick dropped Control, that might have been 2013 actually. And he was just basically saying, like, yeah, dude, cool. Like, you know, he's nice with his lyrics, but he's not no top tier lyricist. And I was just sitting here thinking to myself, like, or what is this nigga talking about? Now, I will say, for the past couple of albums, Kendrick Lamar's music has been more either jazz, pop, and this last one, I mean, it's just super creative. So I can't even put it in a box, really. It's just listening to a therapy session. But before that, like when Kendrick Lamar, like I would say when first hit the scene, bro, that nigga was rapping, like lyrical miracle, all that shit. Which I know, hey, Lupe, top tier lyricist, would never, not taking away his pen. But Kendrick is in that class, though I will say he hasn't done that in a while. But that don't mean he still don't have that in the bag. That's crazy.
Like we talked about before the show, everyone in their mama knows I'm a huge Lupe Fiasco fan. It's my favorite rapper of all time. I cannot defend all the shit that he says, but I will say, just listening to his music and having a following of him for the past my whole life, there's a lot of people who say they don't give a fuck about what the world thinks about them, and they do. Lupe's not one of those people. He does not care what anyone has to say.
He don't give no F's.
Not a single one. And he went on the Coachella stage and said, I will take beef with any rapper at any time. And I will say, I feel sorry for any rapper who takes him up on that offer, because nothing is worse than a man who is just straight about lyrics and bars. He said, y'all can leave the performance shit alone. Y'all can leave all these super mega heavy beats. Y'all can leave them alone. I only need words. That's a scary man. I hope he doesn't get involved, because now in the current way of music, beefs are ultimately a popularity contest.
Right, everybody gonna be like, oh, this nigga's never had a hit, he's never had a top 10 single, he's never had. I'm like, bro,
it's just gonna be me against the rest of the timeline. And as good as a brother is, I ain't that good. So I hope he doesn't hop in the beef. He just don't like intrigue.
people say that, and I know that's your argument, but I would say that Pusha T proved that that's not true. If you make a song good enough, bro, you can dethrone a nigga. And Drake, that's a stain on his jacket. Yeah, he can't get rid of that.
No.
It's like that Ray J meme. Let me just do the head, and I'm like, fuck that nigga. That's me. That's Lupe with Kendrick. It's just Kendrick just over here, and there's Lupe. Fuck that nigga.
It is funny because they both short. So I'm like, hey, fair fight. Kind of. Don't fight Lupe Fiasco. Nigga got two black belts. Don't do that. Don't do that. But he for real don't like Kendrick. When he said Logic was a better lyricist, I was like, come on, man. Logic is not a bad rapper. Is he corny? Yes. Does he try to play the mix card? I don't know why, but yes. But if you sit there and listen to what Logic says, he can rap. But to put him in the same category of Kendrick is crazy.
Logic would just be hilarious. Like, you just mind your business, not saying nothing. You just say hello to him. Oh, I was raised by a biracial family. Oh, nigga, we didn't even say nothing. We didn't even ask that. All I said was hello.
I asked you what time it was. Why do I care if your mom is white?
Nigga, what time is this? What time is it? Well, it's time for us to come together and stop making fun of interracial people. Nigga, I
Like,
meant, like, is it 9 o'clock? What?
and just for that, we gotta make fun of you. But
Right.
that is today in rap beef. And I wish I could say I knew how this was gonna end or what direction it's gonna go, but I don't.
I just need it to end soon. I'm tired of this shit. Like, leave me alone. I've, like I said, I've never cared less about a beef because I just don't care.
Well, Captain Scully does not care about the beef, and I just want my favorite rapper to stay out of it and maybe get me one more album before he retires. Oh no, it's not up to me. It's up to the powers that be. But we moving on to an Ignite classic. If you listen to the show before, you know it, you love it. It's the Ignite version of Would I Rather, Would I Rather, Would You Rather, you know the name of the game. So I'm gonna ask Dez, Kevin, Scully, which one of y'all want to go first?
I'll go.
He went through my computer first. So, Captain Scully, would you rather have any superpower you want or be able to afford anything you want?
Oh, afford anything, because having money is a superpower. Look at Lex Luthor. You know, how do you keep on whooping Superman's ass over and over and over again? And all you got is money and a green rock. That's it. Having money and being able to afford. And look at Jeff Bezos. You don't never see the nigga, but he controls everything. Having money is a superpower. So let me be able to afford anything I want.
He's not wrong, because that's Batman's superpower. Shit, I'm
That's
rich.
Batman's superpower, ri being rich and white. I just want to be rich. I'm cool off being white. I don't want that.
Valid reasoning. Can't say you're wrong.
Batman too. He be whooping Superman's ass too. All he got is money and white.
You get beat by Bat with no powers. Get.
All these niggas with money got access to this green rock that is not on this planet, and they always have it. They always got too much of it. It's because they got money.
Desmond, would you rather fight Batman once a year for a decade or scrap one Powerpuff Girl one time?
Ooh, okay.
There is one right answer to this question.
There's
I
one.
think honestly, I'm gonna have to scrap with Batman every year for 10 years, bro.
That
And
is the right answer. That's the right
because
answer.
Powerpuff Girls, I mean, really, people, and I'm gonna say this, people think Bubbles is chump. That's the craziest one. That's the one you don't
You do not mess with Bubbles. Leave her
want.
alone.
It ain't what you want.
You don't want this work. I promise you that. You don't want this work.
And if we being real, Batman is still a regular nigga. With
He's a
10
regular.
years, for 10 years with some extreme training, you might be able to beat Batman once or
He
twice.
is a regular nigga with daddy issues. All you got to do is bring up, well, your mama never did, and then that's it.
And you know, the thing is, with a Powerpuff Girl, she'll end up killing you on accident because she just
You know, for real. Remember
Batman.
these niggas broke into jail and beat Mojo Jojo's ass. They said, "You want more?" He said, "No." Yeah, no. Yeah, okay. And then continued to whoop his ass. I do not want no smoke with them.
Bro, they jumped that
In jail, they broke in jail and beat this nigga's ass some more. What is wrong with them?
nigga. That's crazy, man.
We gonna keep things going. Devin, Captain Scully, would you rather bowl a 300 game, and if you win, all your student loans disappear, but if you don't, your rent goes up to 3K, or survive 1 month in the city of Gotham? Because are you confident enough in your bowling skills to roll a 300?
So does my rent go up and the loans are still there?
Yep, them hoes don't disappear.
Give me Gotham. Give me Gotham. Yeah, no.
Rent in Gotham probably like $400.
I am going to Gotham, nigga, because you know rent in Gotham is probably like $200. So I'll make you. I'm chilling. You know, I just get my groceries and say hello to the Riddler on the way home. And be chilling. You know, I mind my business. I don't even be into that stuff. We'd be like, oh, what's up, bro? I didn't even see nothing. I didn't even see. I'ma just pretend like you ain't see me, I ain't see you, nothing. Yeah. And it's just a coin flip when you're working with like Two-Face and them. Most of them niggas just be chilling. Just a bunch of terrorists, you know? And Batman will take care of them. Most of them don't come out during the daytime anyway. So yeah, no, Gotham. I'm cool. Give me Gotham. I won't come outside. I'll just do remote learning and everything.
Batman really just fight a bunch of crackheads besides Mr. Freeze.
A bunch of crackheads, schizophrenic people, and mentally disabled.
You can't
Beating
tell
the
me
hell out
talking
of,
about a crack.
he is beating the hell out of drug addicts and the mentally disabled. Batman is ableist. He is ableist as fuck.
He's really the problem. He's really the
He
problem in
is
God.
the problem. He could change all of this with one signing of a check.
One. All right, Desmond, last part of what would you rather is on you.
All right.
Would you rather go toe to toe with prime Mike Tyson or kick three puppies through a goalpost?
Them puppies going through that goalpost, man. Yeah, and I'm gonna tell you, boy, I'm gonna be practicing. Practicing them. I'm telling you, bro.
Then I'm gonna set up like a kicker in the NFL. I'm gonna walk back 10 paces and turn, aim it up, line it up, and everything. Like, yo.
Oh, shit.
And I thought about that question because I was reminded about PETA today. For those of you who don't remember or don't know, I am blocked by PETA's Twitter page.
That is the biggest compliment. That is a compliment.
It's
why?
I'm a menace. And I don't agree with PETA because them as a company are full of some bullshit.
They full of shit. They are full of shit.
I did used to send them pictures of me eating a burger and holding a chicken and, you know, petting some cows and saying I'm going to turn Bessie into a cheeseburger. I did a lot of things. It shouldn't have took as long as it did to block me.
That's not nearly as bad as some of the stuff I've seen them do.
Not even close.
I remember they compared eating animals to rape. I remember they tried to compare Black Lives Matter and said, if you wouldn't do this to a black person, don't do this to a cow. I remember these niggas, PETA, are diabolical people. This is a terrible organization.
They tried comparing animal phrases like two birds with one stone to racial slurs.
If you don't call me nigger, then don't call this a burger. What?
What?
So what are we talking about?
So man, they treat the animals better than black people, dog. They at least gave them a place to live, you know what I'm saying, before they slaughter them, you know?
That's wrong.
If no means if you understand no means no here, why don't you understand it here? Bitch.
Give me my chicken leg.
Give me my chicken legs.
So yeah, for everybody should know by now, I don't like PETA. And I stand on that.
Yeah, getting blocked by PETA's right up there with getting blocked by Ben Roethlisberger. So,
cause fuck them, that's why.
Right,
that's why. So we gonna finish the show off with one final segment because I got so inspired by the Big Three's beef that Cap Skull does not care about. I decided to think of beefs from around the world. My first beef from around the world. It's one of my favorites personally. I don't even know if I'd call it a beef, but it's still on site. Perry the Platypus versus Dr. Doofenshmirtz. That is on site.
It is on site. Well, once he a platypus, put the hat on, then it's on site. Perry the Platypus, there we go.
A platypus?
What happened to that other platypus?
Perry the Platypus Plumber? Perry the Platypus Plumber? You can't tell me a fedora makes that much of a difference.
I don't know.
Let's go ask Cam Newton because he's the closest.
Well, apparently, remember somebody did this with her when she took her glasses off and they were like, who is this person? And then she put them on and it was like, her?
Her the platypus?
They were like, what happened?
And our next animated beef. This is the first animated beef, I believe, of all time to ever be so on site. You know it, you love it. The whole show is named after the beef. Tom versus Jerry.
Absolutely. Tom and Jerry.
I said Tom and Jerry.
And the great thing about that show and that beef is that it created other beefs, like within the show, whether it was the black woman and Tom, you know what I'm saying, or the bulldog and Tom. Really, Tom was just getting the smoke. Jerry was, you know, the one great. You know?
Jerry. And Jerry was brown.
Jerry was brown.
Inclusion.
Then there were times that they had a very love-hate relationship because there were times Jerry would help Tom out, you know. Then there were times that he was unwillingly helping him out, like when he was trying to pull bitches. And he sold everything to try to get that girl. And that man Butch was just rolling in here taking his girl.
Tom literally smoked the Jerry pack.
Hey, yo.
He smoked Jerry pack, and Jerry
One
was
pull. One pull.
and
Gone.
was smooth with it, puffed and blew a heart smoke. I nah, you all see me after
Oh
this.
yeah, no, you seen that video when the guy's like, "Hey, smooth with it." He turned that down, bow, and then he put that thing in there. He roll it up, then he blow. He said, "Howdy, bitch."
That
It's
happened to me. Nah, you're not seeing tomorrow. There's no
yeah.
way. Yes. And another one that is near and dear to our community, Popeyes versus customer service.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
Just
absolutely.
Popeye's the only chicken place that run out of chicken.
Like clean out. You come in there, ain't no chicken in there. What are we doing? What exactly are we selling now? Dreams? We selling hope? What are we doing?
And they have the nerve to be like, we still got sides. I didn't come here for no damn red beans and rice. I
Well.
do like it, but I'm not here to eat it by itself.
Okay, that's fair. I was about to say because yeah, no, I got a couple beefs too though. But yeah,
It's really the customer service part for me because I just went there like 2 weeks ago, and I made sure like look because I ran out of honey in the crib, and I was like, please put honey in this bag. You know they gave me that dry ass biscuit without no honey. Man, it was terrible.
I'm gonna tell you.
You're lucky to still be here.
The people, when them chicken sandwiches came out and people was acting crazy, and I'm like, bro, y'all doing that in the wrong restaurant. This ain't Chick-fil-A.
This is not.
These people will fight back. You throw a sandwich at
Will
somebody's head in Popeyes, you will get your ass beat.
win.
They will hop across that counter and drag your ass across the floor. They will do it. This is Popeyes. This ain't Chick-fil-A. They ain't just gonna say, my God bless you and walk. No.
And at that time, the lines were so long, I might help them stomp you out because you
Right.
sold now my
For real.
order.
The hell you doing holding me up? I'm hungry, nigga.
Hold up the damn line. If you don't get
Nigga, you got your goddamn mind? What is with you? Get out of my way.
I got
Popeyes is
Marcus.
the Waffle House, the fried chicken place.
Yeah.
Waffle House ain't never ran out of waffles.
And they ain't
They
ran out of
ran out
hands either.
of customer service, though.
They ain't ran out of ass whoopings either.
They haven't.
Who you think would win in a Waffle House versus Popeyes? Who you think would win in a fight between
Stop it.
Waffle House
Stop
and
it. Don't even ask that question because you know.
Popeyes?
Stop it.
We know exactly who it is. Yeah, no, we
You
know.
gotta have a criminal record to even apply for Waffle
Waffle House, you got to be underqualified. Oh, we can't
House.
hire you if you're overqualified.
Hold on. You know how to read at an eighth grade level? Nah, you can't be here.
You can't be in here.
Yeah.
Nigga, you got a degree.
Degree?
Only thing you need a degree here is this ass whooping, bro. Now, what you doing here? You got to
Degree?
have a second grade math level because every time you go in, the receipt be different. It'd be a different price every time you go. It's never the
Right. Only thing you need to know how to read is when a right hook is coming, bro. Like you need to learn how to read a dodge and weave. You know, you got to read the room to understand when an ass whooping is pending.
If you
Right.
can dodge, if you can dodge a right hook, you can dodge a ball, and that's what you
Right.
need.
Right. That's what the hell you think this is. Yeah.
And now,
That's
I think the biggest beef, most important beef, that I need this beef squashed quick, fast, and in a hurry because it's affecting me and my people's health.
Is it Josh Giddey versus people his own age?
No, but that should be one.
Okay. Is it Miles Bridges and his wife?
Oh
That
my
could also
God.
be one.
Oh shit. It
Is it Zion
is.
Williamson and wrapping up?
Well, I mean, he just got one crazy bitch. Come on.
Is it
No,
Nick
no,
Cannon?
no. That was the thing. That was how we found out he got two of them because he got one crazy and then the other one
Oh, yeah,
came out
that's
before him.
right.
That's what I'm saying.
The beef should have been Nick Cannon and condoms, but I forgot to write that one. So it's going to be black people and food not involving Hennessy. Can we stop? You
No.
know,
No.
black
No.
people,
No.
stop it.
No.
We have to stop cooking with Hennessy. You
No.
know, black
Black
people.
people.
And you know what? This is coming from the man with the second blackest name in here. I've never met a white Desmond, and I never will.
Have you
He is
ever had
Desmond.
the Hennessy.
Ian Desmond. Sean Desmond. Ian Desmond. I mean, they're both last name is Desmond.
But... last names don't count. You don't control last names.
You're right. You're right.
Have I ever
I got some. I got another B for you. I got another B for you.
Okay.
Shohei Ohtani and his best friends.
Oh, you know, my
because
God.
I don't understand the generational bag fumbling that is Ipe Mizuhara, bro. To understand that you had the greatest life imaginable. You had singular control and access over one of the most popular athletes in North America, probably in the world. And you fumbled it all away because you are a horrible degenerate gambler. $16 million in debt using this nigga's card. You can't even use your own card, bro.
And all he had to do was use your own English. Damn card. Just speak English.
And you know what? One time.
Bro,
what are we doing?
Ohtani has so much money. You could have just asked him.
Do you understand how rich? And do you understand how rich you got to be that Shohei didn't even know he was missing $16 million? Let $16 be missing from my account.
Let my check be $16 short. Hey, I'm calling the Popeyes crew.
What's up with it? Like, this nigga missing $16 million and said, oh, I don't know.
He looked at $16 million and be like, shit, that's a day's paycheck, ain't it?
Right. Like, yeah. Fumble, that's generational bag fumbling. That is generational bag fumbling.
Ohtani got a new job. He got a promotion and don't even have to move houses.
He got married and we didn't even know he liked women. Like, it just...
And you know what's the worst part of all of this? I know for a fact. I've watched enough anime and I can put enough two and two together. Ohtani speak English. He just don't like dealing with people.
Right. And I want to deal with these niggas.
And I've learned this from the Rangers. Desmond, I know you've experienced it too. A lot of these Dominican and Puerto Rican players who don't speak English, they speak English.
Yeah, they speak English.
They just don't like dealing with y'all.
You got to control the narrative. You got to control your own narrative. That's how you do it.
I know Ohtani speak English. So that means his interpreter is literally just his homie. Was just that the thing? I trusted enough to be like, hey, don't make me look bad in front of the media, and I'll give you however many racks a month you want.
That's the other thing, too. This could only happen in America. Because if you go to, like, Premier League, them niggas speak five languages. In America, that's the only country in the world where people are so isolated from the rest of the world that you only know English. You don't even want to learn how to speak Spanish. If he was in Europe, if he was in the Premier League and this shit happened, where them niggas speak Japanese, German, Swedish.
They would have no sympathy for it. They'd be like...
Ohtani,
the reporter would be talking to Ohtani in Japanese and then translate to whatever country he in, whether he's playing Real Madrid or Liverpool or...
Yeah, I remember Paul Pogba fluently switched from French to Spanish without even thinking about it. In America, please. You people don't know the difference between there, and there. You can control the narrative here.
Hot take. We don't need that many fucking theirs. They all pronounce the same. We can live with one there. English is like making shit complicated. That's why we don't need the letter K. Yeah, I said it. We don't need the letter K. C does everything K do. And makes more sounds. K only make one sound. And C come first, so C wins. I don't make the rules. I just follow them. And as proof of my theory, we don't need K. Y'all know in Morse code, there's only 25 letters because C and K make the same sound. That's where I learned it. So just throwing that out there. Those are our generational beefs. And no, Desmond, stop cooking with Hennessy.
Stop cooking. I don't think I've ever had a Hennessy, a Henny burger, or Henny fries, or Henny, you know, never had none of that.
Have you had turkey leg hut in Houston?
Yes.
I have not.
Okay. So if you've been there, you didn't, okay. Now, if you go again, get the turkey leg with the Hennessy glaze on.
Didn't they shut down? Aren't they broke now? Didn't they like?
Yeah, they're broke now. So maybe you can go. Damn. Yeah.
I was like, yeah, ain't no more turkey leg. They gone. The niggas didn't pay their bills. Kind of like Magic City in Miami. It's like, bro, how you shaking ass but ain't paying taxes? It doesn't make sense.
Because somebody's stealing. That's always the answer to me. Someone's
Right.
probably stealing.
Also, tax day was Monday. I hope you filed your extension, because if they got Wesley, they'll get you.
I filed my taxes all the way back in March.
Yeah, same.
I filed.
Always file mine early because I want the ref I want the check.
I filed mine Monday morning. But hey, that's why this is the Ignite Show, and you're not supposed to listen to Jamal on financial issues, because hey, so welcome to the end of another good episode of the one and only D1 Ignite University podcast. Captain Scully, do you have any final words to say to the audience?
I will say this. I will say this. It is getting warm outside. It's almost time to get in them streets. But y'all be careful out here because these streets is cold. I'm just saying. It's real nasty out here. Be careful.
Wise words from a decent man above the Mason Dixon line. Desmond, any final words to the people?
Lakers won. Nuggets first round. Hey, 4-2 Lakers. We taking them.
It's a bold move, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
He said they're going. He said they're going home after losing 4-2 in
Nah,
July.
they winning 4-2
Oh,
Lakers.
okay.
We say it on the show all the time. Don't mess with them Eastern Europeans.
Right. No, them niggas crazy. See,
Dude
West
from France or
Indians, you can slay them
Spain.
down.
They
Play with
fight
them.
bears.
They fight for fun.
This man, no, this man Nikola Jokic does not give a fuck about basketball and might be the greatest center ever. That's
Would
crazy.
rather tend to his horses than shoot jump shots. Oh, but he averages 22 and 9.
This nigga shows up to work. You're like, oh, here we go again. These niggas
Shows up
again.
to work
And then
like
drops 35. Commas. Commas.
shows up to work like it's a 9 to 5 like we do.
And then getting the press conference to be like, well, I'm just gonna go home and drink a beer. I just really don't like you people. Thanks.
I really don't fucks with y'all. I'll see y'all tomorrow though.
Right.
Anyway, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the one and only D1 Ignite University podcast. We look forward to coming to you live whenever the hell I feel like it. Why? Because I can do that. So, like I love to say at the end of every episode, keep learning, keep living, keep loving. Let's go Heat. Get ready for that heat wave to come through, baby. And we out.
It's Wimbledon discipline, but yet to find anyone equivalent. Ain't no podcast similar. Now you won't find no synonyms. Be produced by Q Smith. Sound like it's by Timbaland. JBB in charge. EG set the bar. Coop be sipping water tree. And Turk gon' lay the law. Jokes may go too far, but that's just who we are. Prolific, so gifted. Words that had your soul lifted. So consistent, yet so different. Ain't nobody copy that lane. Carry that torch, heat up the game. Ain't nobody got that flame. Different, different. Man, this intro different. Man, this intro ignorant. God damn.